Hola, hola. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful that you found your way to this podcast. This is a bilingual podcast where we speak Spanglish. Hablamos español y a veces hablamos inglés y a veces hablamos de los dos idiomas. So grateful for you guys. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, you are going to love today's lesson. And I call it a lesson, guys, but it is really an episode. So let's get into what we're going to talk about today. We're going to be talking about the belief, guys. The belief that you need to succeed. So, you know, normally I'm all about the doings of business, but now I'm going to be talking about the thinkings of business, if you will. Here's the deal, guys. In order for you to truly succeed, yes, you need all the tools and you need to know all the strategies and you need to do all this. Those are all what I call the doings. You need to do the doings. But what's inside of you guys are what I call the inners, okay? The beliefs, those paradigms, those beliefs. You really have to go inside, guys, and you really have to think about, number one, do I believe in me? Do I believe in me? And do I believe in the mission? Those are two things that are critically important, guys, for your success in the business. Not just all the doings about finding everybody and all of that, but all also about the belief in you, guys. Because if you truly don't believe that you can do it in that, and you've got that inner dialogue happening that says to you, no, don't do it, no one's going to listen, or no, you, what makes you think you can, or whatever it is, guys, that, my friends, is all the naysayers. That's included in all the naysayers. That's your negative brain. That's your fear talking to you. We have a tendency to listen to our fears more than we listen to our optimism. So what you need to realize is that that's a fear, guys. That is a fear that lives inside of all of us. And the difference is the fact, guys, that what happens is that belief has got to be in there, in you. You've got to believe in you. You've got to believe in you. And then you've got to believe in your mission. Because it's great to believe in you, but what's your mission? What's your mission? My mission, guys, is to empower that bilingual Latina BIPOC woman to rock their business and live their best life so they can, you know, so they can boss up and rock that six figures, guys. It's just amazing so that they can live life on their own terms. That's my mission, to leave a legacy of leaders, to leave a legacy of bilingual Latina BIPOC women leaders. So that my mission is to empower them, to teach them, to be their cheerleader, to make them move forward, guys. That's my mission. My mission is never complete until I see 10 beautiful or more beautiful women rocking their business and living their best life. Man, that just gives me goosebumps when I do that. Now, that's what you've got to do. Do I believe I can do it? Yes, just give me the chance. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. I know I can. I feel like that little Energizer bunny. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop because I know I can. I know I can. That, my friends, is the same thing that you need. That's before all the tools, before all of the finding your ICA, before all of the, you know, everything else. You got to come back to the basics. The basics are, do you believe in you? Do you believe in your mission? Do you even know what your mission is? So often I see people and they're going like, well, what's my passion? What's my passion? Should my passion be this? Should my passion be that? And it's like, it's got to go all the way back to your why. Why? People will buy from you when you know your why. Why? Why should I hire Marty as the coach? Because she's a Latina. She understands me. She's just like me. She's gone through the trials and tribulations that are just like me. She knows the culture. She knows, you know, those are the things you got to think about. I know what it's like to be a woman of culture, to be taught that you must be submissive, that you are to be, that you are not to be heard, right? That you are not to be seen, that you stand behind your man and let him do all the talk, or you stand behind somebody else and you stay quiet. Guys, so it, you know, it's so often I heard the word no when I was young that I decided, wait a minute, if I heard the word no, how many other women like me heard the word no? No, you can't. No, because English was not your first language. No, because you don't speak English. No, because your skin is too dark. No, because. And then I realized, oh my goodness, how many other women are being told no? So that's what started my movement, guys. My movement, the movement to rock your business and live your best life. People are always asking, you know, why? Why live your best life? Are you a life coach? Well, you end up, I'm a business coach, but I end up being a life coach, baby, because to be honest with you, when you are rocking your business, I promise you, you are living your best life. You're loving every second of the moment, every second, and if you can actually say that, right? So believe in yourself. Ask yourself, do I believe in me? And do I believe in my mission? My mission to make sure that something, you have to be an activist, guys. You must be your own activist. That's how you find your mission. What is that thing, that why, that turns you? You know, there's this new, I'm on TikTok, right? And there's this new trend on TikTok. There's lots of trends, but it's like and knock knock knock. And anyway, but it's like you've got to make sure that your why is not this trend, but that your why is what moves you to get up in the morning, to leave that legacy, to leave, you know, to make sure that your husband doesn't work, to make sure that you are the one that breaks the paradigms of poverty. You know, it just, whatever that is for you, whatever that is for you, but you do need to believe in yourself and you do need to find your mission. What is your mission, baby? Then once you know what your mission is, I can guarantee you and I can promise you, and I don't make promises I cannot keep, but I promise you that doors are going to open, windows are going to open, the mental windows are going to open, guys, because you're going to move forward knowing that that's what you're leaving behind. You see, you've got to, you know, reverse engineer it. I'm an angel flying and floating over and my casket is there. And yeah, I know it sounds morbid, huh? But anyway, I want my epitaph to say, because of you, Marty, I didn't quit. I didn't quit. Because of you, I didn't quit. And so I want to make lots of people successful, women successful, Latina successful, you know, BIPOC women, women of culture, very successful, guys, because I love them, because there's so much diversity, there's so much love, there's so much in being diverse, in everybody bringing their gifts to the table, right? And so that's what my message for you today from the heart is that in order for you to be able to succeed in business, you've got to step back, reverse engineer, and you've got to ask yourself, do I believe in myself and do I believe in my mission so much so that in the morning, those covers aren't going to stick me to my bed? You've got to make sure that you have a clear mission. I promise you, mine happens to be bilingual Latina BIPOC women, right? To empower them to be their best self, to rock their business and live their best life, to empower the underserved, the underrepresented, and the underprivileged. That is my mission. And you've got to find your mission. You've got to be able to say it just like I do. You've got to be able to know it. You've got to be able to emote it. It's got to bring that emotion out of you and forward, guys. Because that's when you know you are going to rock it, baby. You are going to rock it. So my invitation for you today is to go back and ask yourself, do I believe in myself no matter what? Because I'll tell you, as an entrepreneur, there's going to be ups and there's going to be downs. And sometimes it's going to feel like there are more downs than there are ups. So you've got to ask yourself, guys, do I believe in myself? And do I know what my mission is? And do I believe in that mission? Because at the end of the day, that mission has got to drive you. When you stop believing in yourself, because you will, what's going to get you out of bed is that mission. That mission. Not the belief in yourself. Interestingly enough, it's not the belief in yourself. It is the mission that you believe in that will get you back into believing in yourself, guys. That, my friends, is what really makes it so. So, guys, that's what my movement is. And, you know, you've been hearing about this movement, and this movement is going to come pretty soon. The doors are going to open to this, you know, this movement. You're going to see a lot of this movement, the movement of Rock Your Biz Academy, that actually helps you to rock your biz and live your best life. Guys, that movement to rock your biz and live your best life is a movement. It is no longer just a name. It's a movement, guys. And I am so excited that pretty soon I'm going to be launching this movement. And it is going to be phenomenal. I can feel it in my heart. I can feel it in my body. I can feel it in my bones. And that, my friends, is what you need to do in order to make sure. Because my belief is strong, but my mission, my belief in my mission is even stronger. So when I forget and I want to cry because life brings me down, my mission, that belief in my mission is what's going to get me up. So you've got to be the same, guys. All right, guys. Well, I hope that you found value in today's talk. Today was all from the heart, guys. Today was all from the heart. If you know somebody that would love to be part of this movement, make sure you drop in the comments below, in quotation marks, movement. Movement, right? And then make sure you tag me, guys, and If so, I'm going to invite you to the free Facebook group that's got the actual pioneers of this movement in it, guys. But we're going to take that movement and make it big. So, guys, as always, just here serving. And thank you so much. Thank you for watching. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And guys, I hope you have a great day. Go out, find your belief, write down your mission, and make it happen, baby. All right, guys, have a great one. As always, namaste. Thank you, Yoli. Thank you, Kanoosh, for watching.